Hello, hello.
Hi, baby.
Hey, you're listening to Lethal Refresh, October 9th.
On CITR 101.9 FM, we are grateful to be broadcasting to you from Musqueam territory, but we are broadcasting all across to the territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. Today is also informally Indigenous Peoples Day, so this is a collab episode with my show, Unceded Airwaves, which is right after this, so you're in for a two-hour episode.
Yay.
Stay tuned for another great show.
We're here. We got lots of music today.
Yeah. There's been a fair amount released in the last, like, week or two.
Yeah.
Specifically
I've been keeping
this week,
track.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to keep track better, but there's, like, the new Sufjan. We'll play some of that.
Mm-hmm.
New record out. I like it a lot. It's growing on me. It's taking a while.
It's
but
also
it takes its time.
Yeah. I think that's the case with a lot of his work. And I think the sort of the mood of the album didn't really hit me until I found out that it was a dedication, or the album was dedicated to his dead partner, whose name I've forgotten. But like, I think that adds a lot of emotional context to the listening experience.
Yeah, wow. Sufjan is always getting hit with
tragedy.
Being
but, like,
he's like the chamber pot Nick Cave for that, just getting hit by tragedy after tragedy.
Yeah, but I hope he heals from it.
Both of them have some better luck in the near future. Like they've been going through it.
Yeah.
Great music comes out of that though. So
yeah, I mean that's an upside. That's definitely a philosophical debate that we don't have time for.
We could go off.
Yeah.
But oh no, I'm like I have a class on this. But yeah, no, I really like every time I think of Nick Cave especially, but Sufjan, now that I've learned a bit more about him, I really hope they have some good luck in their future.
Some good fortune. Yeah. I do too.
It's just sad, yeah.
Yeah.
We gotta get around the cauldron, make some potions. We gotta like send that back out into the universe, cast some spells.
100%.
We're casting some your way, Sufjan.
But before that, we got some music. Before we get to Sufjan, we got lots of music. There's a new Arm & Hammer album out called We Buy Diabetic Test Strips. And I haven't heard the whole thing yet, but from what I've heard like half of it, I think. But from what I've heard, it's really interesting, and I think you'll like it. So first song will be I Keep a Mirror in My Pocket by Arm & Hammer off We Buy Diabetic Test Strips. Then Giving Into Being Swallowed Whole by NSC, or No SIM Card, local ambient musician we appreciate. And also Slow Pulp, they got a new record out.
Shout out Slow Pulp.
Called Yard.
Is
we're going to play
Wait, did
Gone
it fully
2.
Release?
Oh, yeah, it's out.
It's already out? Okay.
Oh, it's been out for a week and a half.
There's been, like, half of the track list out for ages, but I think it was... That must have been recent.
Yeah, it was, like, a week and a half ago.
Okay. Yeah. I might have missed it.
Yeah.
But Slow Pulp.
Yeah, we're going to get to
get
those.
Get excited.
And again, you're listening to Lethal Refresh, which is the rebrand of what was previously known as Chartsomania.
It's our third episode.
Third episode.
We're back.
And we also, when we talk... Replace every E with a 3 and throw some like XX dot 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 like colon 3 in there.
Just imagine some emoticons at the end and you've got it.
Emote. All right, we'll see you on the other side.
Stay tuned.
It came flooding back to me like a call to repent. I once copped from woods, ain't been the same since. The thieves librarian, features Ramsey and resurrect the laws, we the old gods. New man museum, the confused read them like they Kanye tweets in verse form. How could that be when this land's blood on the door of my firstborn? Children of the corn, this run of the mill. See, villagers that swarm live in the same building the Wonder Years. They beat them till it's Jesus, peace cried, thug blooded tears. They want muzzles with sleepy dogs dying, puddles there. They say my right in warp carpool tunnel. Yeah, yeah, continual great niggerologist. Silent was the tone. I yell at speakerphones while I'm walking brisk dialed up. That's 8-7 on my handheld obelisk. Got Uber dreams. Bounce back like the street, get a collar flip. The strain named reparations in my crypto wallet. Mirror, mirror. Get out my face, ass nigga. Carry the piece, cause I don't know my place, ass nigga. I own these pigs, empty advices, high no tips. You ask me why, I'd like the bender to see you with. Mirror, mirror. Get out my face, ass nigga. Carry the piece, cause I don't know my place, ass nigga. I own these pigs, empty advices, high no tips. You ask me why, I'm like the bender to see you with.
Don't invite me to your house. Ask me to remove my shoes, and your floors ain't clean. Don't invite me to your house. Ask me to remove my shoes and your floors ain't clean. Think about that, think about this. Niggas ate all the greens on New Year's, it was still broke. I ain't had an Afro since the 8th grade. Gospel rap weed pack, broke it on a hard drive. Somewhere facing Mecca, I forget the temple number. Creeping on a come up, I like Forrest Whitaker. Triple X my signature. I might not see them devils coming, but I damn sure remember them. Catch you on an off day, slack jaw to cross eye. Worldwide side op. It's life without wartime, always and forever. Straight razor edge up. Grace before I taste, who you telling? I've been floating in an underground garage. Happy birthday. Please, no chocolate ganache on the damn cake. Pride kills, but what kind this man made carry?
Get out my face, ass nigga. Carry the piece, cause I don't know my place, ass nigga. I own these pigs, empty advices, high no tips. You ask me why, I'd like the better to see you win. Mirror, mirror. Get out my face, ass nigga. Carry the piece, cause I don't know my place, ass nigga. I own these pigs, empty advices, high no tips. You ask me why, I'm like the better to see you win.
You don't gotta love me, just pay me that. Or we do the hully gully. We was never buddies. Blue points, chuck luggy, but don't touch with your mitts all grubby. Juke joint with my boots all muddy. Hugged up on the hooker like rugby. I love her, we never talk about money. Never. We never had nothing, I love her cause she funny. Gunny sacks, sunshine, fat downs. I know why everybody love me. PhD, you know moms ain't raised no dummy. So many double negatives, I know she's sick to her stomach. If you know me, you know to leave the engine running. If you know me, you know I never let it go and I ain't going for nothing. Don't try and play big bro, go ahead before you get headbutted.
Y'all just standing there looking at my little black ass. Y'all better get fucking lit. This is my favorite song to play. Get with it or get fucking lost. Y'all flew me out here. Go ahead. Don't act brand new now.
The real joke is that all those things that you've been asking.
I know that you are impatient. I guess it's 5 after 9 o'clock. Another day that I've wasted. It's better if you fight it off. Is it not what you came for? I never know what I want. Could you come back tomorrow? You shake it off, but keep it in. Do it the same way you always did. I wonder how you've been. You say forgive and forget. Is it not what you came?
Hello, hello.
We're back.
Welcome back to Lethal Refresh. Hi.
We're back. You just heard three songs there. You heard I Keep a Mirror in My Pocket by Arm & Hammer and Cavalier off We Buy Diabetic Test Strips. You heard Giving Into Being Swallowed Whole by NSC, No SIM Card, and Gone To by Slow Pulp off their new record Yard. So, thoughts?
I could hear the mirror in the pocket.
I'm sad that I missed the release date, but I'm excited to listen to the rest of what Yard 2? Or just Yard?
Just Yard.
Just
yeah.
Yard, yeah.
Are they coming on tour?
I'm actually near? Not sure.
Should check that.
If aren't they? They're from close by, aren't they?
No, they're from, like, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. My bad, yeah. If they do come on tour, you should go and see them, because they're a very good band. And I'm betting the live experience would be pretty exceptional, too.
I'm trying to think of, like, something to match it to, something that I'm, like, familiar with. But it's kind of, like, a bunch of different things.
They,
I don't know.
To me, it might be because I have saw thrust on the brain because it's full again, but they do feel a little bit like a more acoustic saw thrust to me.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, even from the one track we played last week, for sure. That NSC was really nice too.
Okay,
are they coming?
Slow Pulp is coming to the Pearl in Vancouver in 4 days on October 13th.
Oh, okay.
You should go and buy tickets. I'm going to buy mine right now in case some of you buy all of the tickets and I miss out. But you should go see them. They're a very, very unique sound, I think. in the space of that kind of like post-grunge indie, that sort of realm. I think they have a unique sound, and I think they're worth looking into.
Yeah, I like the sound. I like the sound a lot. That NSC track I really like too. It's kind of ambient, and then there were like rock scraping sounds, and I was just thinking, like, I was like listening to rock scraping sounds while I was driving.
How would you feel?
I'm not sure.
Esoteric.
Esoteric. I think esoteric is the right way to describe that experience.
Like, or no, who else? Like, nobody else like me. Like, some of you guys wouldn't get it. Like, listening to rock scraping against the pavement. Like, it's just vibes, but some of you wouldn't get it.
Yeah, I like it. I find it really calming. And there's, like, the waves in the background, too. I Keep a Mirror in My Pocket. I really like that one, too. They're going for, like, more of an industrial sound. And I like it. It has, like, starts with marimba, and it just builds.
Mm-hmm. It had some nice mixing, for sure.
I recommend that.
Yeah.
If you ever get a chance. They're really great.
I've been meaning to check them out, so I think...
We got more, though.
I think we should get into some more music.
We got more. We've got a band that I found out, like, really recently, like, a few days ago. I didn't know they existed. But they're, like, our age. They're, like, 18.
Oh, wow.
Which band?
Cherry Pick.
Oh, Cherry Pick?
Yeah, they're from Vancouver.
I've definitely heard the name.
I think you showed me.
Yeah, we were taking a look a few days ago.
Some cool individuals there. I mean, we're all like 18, 19, but I'm kind of scared to get to the age where I'm like 23 and then I see like 17, 18-year-olds with like really cool bands and stuff. Like right now.
That's why you have to get on the wave early. Yeah.
It's like
the best of it, yeah.
It's like when you're an artist and then you see like some like 11-year-old who can like who is like insanely talented. It's like, oh my god, what am I doing with my life?
I mean, the thing is, there's always gonna be people like that who are like the ideal amount of like talent and skill and hours invested, and they're like disturbingly young compared to you, at least compared to whatever age you are when you see it. But there are people who get into their mediums and their art forms in their 60s and 70s.
Yeah, this is fully a bit, everyone. Like, you can do anything at any age, and, like, there's no limit on creativity.
Yeah, I mean, like, in my opinion, at least, some of the best films I've made have been made by people who were in their 60s, 50s, 60s, when they first got into film.
Yeah, like, in the Indigenous community, that's very common. Like, it's actually, I would say, more uncommon for people to start with these kinds of things young, because we don't really get those opportunities. So a lot of the best kind of Indigenous art and stuff you see, not necessarily best, but really cool stuff, comes out of people who lived completely different lives and then had, like, some kind of change in their lives and then got really into art. I just think it's so cool. I love when you can see someone's journey through the art they produce.
Yeah, just do what brings you fulfillment, and... there's not an unlimited amount of time, but there's a lot of it, and you can do a lot of things in that time. But I think we should spend some of our time introducing the next tracks.
Yeah,
that are coming. Take it away, Jay.
Yeah, they're Cherry Pick is cool. It says in their bio here, group of shoegaze. Sorry, I'm like still on that topic.
Oh yeah,
group of shoegaze enthusiasts. Yeah, aged 17 to 19. We pride ourselves in delivering. On defying genres and creating a space that we can be completely creatively free in.
Reminds me a lot of the buyer for Weston Martell. Like, actually. Jay's band. Yeah.
I think I started young, too. But, like, yeah, it can have advantages, disadvantages. It doesn't matter when you start.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, these kids are cool. We were listening, like, in the station just, and everyone was like, ooh, that's really good. So
yeah,
I'm
they got
excited.
Stuff on SoundCloud. They got two singles out. So their song we're going to play is called Days. And then we're going to play I Hear a New World by Slossom Alone off his new record, Excelsior. And I'll talk a bit about him after. And then we got Like That by Yaris Paris off his record, Maximize Comfort. And this is the first time I'm hearing of this individual, too.
I've also never heard this.
From Vancouver. So.
Oh, they're from Vancouver.
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
So we got, lots. I'm going to play two quick ads, but then we're going to get into those. Goodbye.
See you in a second. Farewell.
Are you interested in conversations about intersectionality? Listen to Intersections presented by CITR 101.9 FM's Intersectionality Collective, a show where we tackle a range of topics that impact gender, race, sexuality, and social justice, like anti-fat bias, understanding microaggressions, and racism in the food industry. Tune into Intersections bi-weekly on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Each episode will feature either a panel discussion from the members of the Intersectionality Collective or an expert on that week's topic. So tune in and also check out our episode archive on citr.ca/intersections.
Discover Noreen Braun's album, Songs for Trees, dedicated to the forests and the spirits within the trees. As we fight climate change, trees are the lungs of the planet and we need to help them. Her jazz and blues are blended with rock and synthesized pop elements to create a textured and ambient soundtrack to nature. Songs for Trees is a narrative, with each song guiding us through a journey through the forest. A trip, literally and metaphorically, about the interconnectedness of all things. The Vancouver Sun names it one of five albums you need to hear. Find out more at noreenbraun.com.
And thinking, searching for lost time, and I'm making moves on both sides. Sometimes I don't realize.
Hello, hello.
We're back. Just had three tracks.
Three
click
tracks.
Sound effect.
Three tracks. I just found 12 bricks.
You heard three tracks there. Days by Cherry Pick. I Hear a New World by Slossom Alone 1 off Excelsior. And Like That by Yaris Paris off Maximize Comfort.
Are they local, that last
yep.
one?
Mm.
Whoa.
Yep. My first time hearing, I don't know.
I sometimes just hear
of like people randomly, mm-hmm. and I didn't know.
There's a lot of creatives in the Pacific Northwest. Keep tracking.
So many. I don't often have a blind react where it's that good, but like I was vibing. That was so good.
That was chill. I liked that.
I liked it. It was like that synth pop. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, had a bit of like
that synth
beach
dance.
House mixing kind of in that.
Yeah, it had that like really. I don't know how to explain that, like, really, like, guttural, like, raw synth in it, too.
Yeah, no, I kind of know what you mean.
It's, like, it's the same kind of synth that's on, like, the first track on Igor, like, Igor's theme
album. I know what you're talking about, yes.
Yeah, it's just that, like, droning synth.
I never finished that album. I'm going to be honest.
I think
Dean uses it too, Dean Blunt, on some of his stuff. It's like that, it's kind of like droning, like raw synth. I don't know.
Yeah, that synth sound, that makes sense.
Yeah. That was cool though. That Slossom Alone I like quite a bit too. Mm.
That song, Days.
You said, what did you say about that Slossom Alone?
I don't know.
What did you say? You said it was if Nirvana was good.
Oh, yeah, if Nirvana was good.
I'll co-sign that.
It would have that like Alvin and the Chipmunks like really high pitch. Like, yeah. Yeah, if Kurt Cobain was good, that's what he would have done.
Wow.
It's always a bit on here. Please don't take anything I say seriously, ever.
You should send all of your Nirvana fan mail to us and Danny specifically.
Well, I actually really do like Nirvana, and my girlfriend is like a way bigger fan than me, but her dad saw Nirvana live in Vancouver in the 90s. Oh my gosh. Shout out Mila. I think she's listening right now. Like, biggest Hole fan I know. Sorry. Who's the biggest Hole fan you know?
I don't know. Probably
me.
No, Hole.
No, it's
who
probably,
loves some Hole?
It's probably you and Milo.
Yeah, it's probably y'all, honestly.
But I didn't Slossom Alone open for King Cruel.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that a little.
Yeah. Tell us.
It was very chaotic. Like a very chaotic set.
Yeah.
It was just him. He had a guitar.
He had an acoustic.
Well, okay, give me a sec. He had acoustic guitar on stage, and then he had this guy playing the cello, but he would, like, come on and off stage, yeah?
Huh.
And this guy was just, like, ripping it on the cello.
Normalize ripping it on
so,
the cello.
So, like, there were some, like, really intense songs. There were, like, it kind of reminded me of, like, Arthur Russell.
Would you say it was more intense with the cello?
Oh, yeah.
The cello made the difference, huh?
Uh-huh.
That sounds like a really
and
interesting
there were things
set.
That they were doing, like, he's a really talented guitar player.
Mm.
He was, like, playing these guitar licks, and then the cello would play a lick on the cello, and then they'd keep going back and forth and, like, feeding off
like
of each other.
Like a little dialogue,
and it was really cool.
Huh.
And then there were, like, more, I don't want to say, like, standard, but there were more, like, rap based songs, which were cool too, and then he would like scream like really loud all of a sudden. It's like, wow, that was sudden. But
it's stressful. I'm kind of sad I didn't get to see that.
It was cool though.
You had your tickets like 5 months in advance.
Yeah,
or
I had my tickets since like May. So.
Wow. Yeah. Dedication. Well, Jay and I had tickets to something this weekend.
Oh yeah, yesterday we went to VIF.
Last day. We didn't actually have tickets. We had passes for Discord or Meg and CITR, which is what you're listening to right now.
Yeah. What did we see? We saw.
I'm just here for the riot.
I'm just here for the riot about the 2011 Stanley Cup riots in Vancouver.
It was good.
I don't know much about them. Possibly.
It was like huge lead up with the playoffs and everything in Vancouver. The Stanley Cup is named after, I think his name's like George Stanley or something. Same guy that Stanley Park is named after.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But we've never won it. Vancouver has never won the Stanley Cup. So there was real hope that time they would win.
It was game 7 of like the last game. Yeah. It was like down to the wire. Like,
yeah.
Everyone was hoping this would be the time where they finally get like their own cup, like the Stanley Cup. And it did not happen. And there was a riot. 1994, I believe, also.
Yeah, there was there was another Game riot 7. That happened also.
Wow.
So it just repeated itself.
It really did,
again.
But it was a lot worse. The documentary focused a lot on the public shaming aspect of things and the difference that like social media played in it. It was good. We got interviewed.
It got both sides out. It got all sides out, actually, which
like
is,
just how comically like how it was
like,
just funny,
biased.
But then
fun.
Also the seriousness of it.
Yeah, I was here when it happened. I saw I wasn't in the streets. I was 7, but I was at home and I could see the smoke rising from Granville Street where they were burning cars. So,
God,
I remember. Yeah.
Another key aspect, Mila did just text me because she loves hockey. I didn't mention that another big part is it was against the Bruins, and the Bruins are
hated.
Bruins. They are one of the most like violent teams, so they're always fighting. They are like nasty. And
we have quite the rivalry now. Even like 12
There's beef.
Years on.
Mad beef with the Bruins, like any Canadian hockey person.
Yeah, I remember after we lost, like when I would watch us play the Bruins, I'd be like,
oh, those
seething.
Guys, those seething. Rascals.
Yeah.
CBC News interviewed us after. We were just like, just said what we said right now.
That was it. Yeah.
It was good. And then I think the last thing I'll say before we go into some new tracks is I was watching the TikTok that had us in it. And then at the end, it showed one of the directors. And the directors are both women. And it didn't show the little label that said co-director. And some guy commented and said, this woman knows nothing about the Stanley Cup riots and has no idea about how much it meant to us. And, like, she's the director.
Yeah. It's rough out there some days. It's
like even with such a film like that, like misogyny finds its way.
Is that like in defense of rioting? Like
I think he just wants a reason to be like, a woman thinks she know about hockey? Excuse me?
No, that's exactly it.
That's exactly it.
That was it, yeah.
Well, anyways, what tracks are we gonna get into?
We got two tracks coming up. We're down to the wire a little bit before your show and before Unseated Our Ways here. But I'm going to play. What am I going to play? I'm going to play three tracks here. We're going to play Dead Skin by Anita Velveeta.
Mm-hmm.
I Saw the Devil in Portland, Oregon. We're going to
play
Ask Around by Devin Parkin, Offset with Dirt. I am really loving Devin Parkin now.
Yes, so good.
And then we're going to listen to a new Sufjan song, like I promised earlier.
Off Javelin.
Everything That Rises, Off Javelin. And then we'll come back, see where we're at. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Click sound effect.
I've broken it. veins, reassured my shaken limbs that everything's the same.
Watch my ego as it brings in cracks and stains and nuts.
What did we think of those tracks?
Those were amazing and beautiful.
Beautiful.
We heard Dead Skin by Anita Velveeta. I saw the devil in Portland, Oregon. That was really good.
I love that, yeah. That title.
Anita Velveeta is consistently putting out some crazy titles. Clocky Girl Summer. Isn't that off? That's the same album, right?
Let me check.
Just pure heat. Like, who hasn't seen The Devil in Portland? Come
on. She's just always putting out incredible titles.
Yeah, I only learned about her from...
From B, right?
From B.
Same
so.
For me.
Is she local? I also heard about her
I
from
don't
B.
Think so.
Yeah,
I think she's
Girl
from the
Summer
US.
is on that, yeah.
What's the Turfs Will Not Get Into Heaven? Is that... I think there may be a song called Turfs Will Not Get Into Heaven, so that's pretty heat.
Yeah, there's some... Yeah.
For titles like that, though, I always think of Chaser Hell by Femtonal.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff.
Yeah.
I like that a lot, though. It's... I don't know.
And that one, I don't know if I should say the title or now.
If
but
it's a song title, you can say it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, there's... I have to find the artist's name first.
I like TJ Felix's song titles as well.
Mm.
Those are really awesome.
Yeah, but we heard that in a...
Oh, Gianni. Yeah, there's the Gianni track called Bring Wet Cunt. Which I'm personally a big fan of.
Yeah.
It's a, I mean, like, who else is naming that title,
that
track like
that? Like
that?
Nobody
no
else.
Else.
Gianni is like, despite, I always forget that she's Australian until I, like, put one of her albums on, and then I'm just, like, just blasted by it. But what did we think of the Sufjan?
The Sufjan was beautiful.
It's growing on
it's,
me a lot.
It's growing on me, like,
like a vine.
Now, like in the... Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's... I think maybe in a few years it might not be, like... I don't think it's gonna, like, get up to the level of Age of Odds or the Call Me By Your Name soundtrack. Or even Carrie and Lowell, but I'm not as big a fan of that one.
I don't know. I'm not even prepared to talk about how it's going to age in a few years.
Yeah,
so
that's
just,
true. That's true.
It's
you just
kind of
have
week.
To take it as it comes with Sufjan.
Yeah. That was beautiful, though.
So damn much.
And then Ask Around by Devin Parkin, Sit With Dirt. I like that a lot, too.
Yeah, I was vibing with that.
Yeah, every time I hear Devin Parkin, I'm like, oh, this is kind of awesome.
I want to hear more.
Yeah, like there was once I was like, "Wow, this sounds like this is Stereo Lab," and no, it's Devin Parkin.
Is this... So good live too.
Yeah,
like, so good. We saw them at Victory Square.
Oh,
block party.
Wait, I think that was probably before I came that night. I missed
oh,
out on that.
Rats.
Yeah.
Well, it was.
I didn't
really
realize
good.
He was performing.
Yeah, it was so good.
I'm going to play our last track here, Heat Check, Earl Sweatshirt, Alchemist, Voix d'Or. I'm going to play two ads real quick, then Heat Check, and then...
Unseated Airwaves.
Unseated Airwaves.
But it'll still be us three. It's a collab episode today. You'll be hearing all Indigenous tunes after this.
Mm.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Join Coquitlam Public Library for this year's speaker series, Conversations on Race, a five-part series running every Wednesday from October 11th to November 8th. Conversations on Race will highlight the lived experiences of people who have faced Islamophobia and anti-Semitism, as well as highlight the immigrant experience and Indigenous cultures in Canada, culminating in a workshop on allyship that will leave attendees with tools for how to speak on and tackle issues of diversity, equity, and inclusion in their daily lives. To find out more, visit Coke Library, that's coquelibrary.ca.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% Indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
With the dope mean shit, ho, that's a whole needle. So I can't promise that I won't leave you. I put my all in and I broke even. Prophet tried to told people, chuckle at the known evils. I stepped over when they rolled to the bros, I lay in low tree. Yeah, petals of roses and broke treaties. Little the road I was on swinging, I couldn't hold shit with cold fingers. In other words, niggas don't feel you, really. Stay on my square like Sicilian slice. Power spread like Jiffy. It made perfect sense, you try and get a bite. I snicker, I caught her with a sidewinder, slithering in the vine. And listen, it's hissing like spinning vinyl. This cylindrical system of life, vicious cycles. Mice give up when it's dinner time. The 6ix9ine style snitching spiteful. Mine the biggest, but I'm staying tight-lipped. In addition, I ain't sw-